The Sierra Club is already preparing to sue an 800-cow dairy in Marathon County. The suit alleges that in late February, Maple Ridge Dairy spread 250,000 gallons of liquid manure on a frozen field. The manure ran off onto a neighbor's property and formed a pond a foot deep and then drained off into streams that feed the Big O' Plain River. The Department of Natural Resources staff responsible for regulating such spills would lose their jobs if the current budget repair bill is approved. Andy Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates is handling the lawsuit for the Sierra Club.
The Clean Water Act envisioned that citizens would be able to enforce the law when the state or the EPA either lacked the political will or lacked the resources to do it. What the Sierra Club has done is kind of stepped up to the plate and decided that it is going to enforce the law if the state isn't going to. And our process is quite a bit more quicker than the state's process so far.
It's possible that the state attorney general's office will prosecute the Maple Ridge Dairy for its recent manure violations, but the Department of Justice often waits until more violations pile up before stepping in. Last year, the AG's office fined a Green Bay meatpacking company $145,000 for illegally spreading animal waste on fields. But the fines covered more than 3,000 permit violations over 3 years. Andy Hansen hopes the Sierra Club lawsuit will send a more timely warning to large animal feeding operations.
Mainly the goal is to help the public recover the cost imposed on them of this pollution. For serious violators, shutting down the operation is an option. When they show that they cannot possibly comply with federal environmental laws, they shouldn't be operating at all.
Such lawsuits could become more common if the number of large dairies and hog and poultry farms in the state increase, and that could happen in response to new federal manure spreading regulations pending in Washington now. Those rules would limit the amount of manure that can be spread on fields. If approved, they could force some large hog and poultry farms to move from the southeast to the Midwest, where there are more fields available to spread manure on. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.